there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. I've done this for a long time, right? Long time. And anytime I speak to kids, I do three questions, which help back up the statement I'm about to make, which is, how many of you love sports? Raise your hand. Go ahead. Feel free to raise your hand. How many of you talk about sports with your friends? Most people get their hands up. How many of you get paid to talk about sports with your friends? Everybody's hand goes down except for mine. It's a great day, right? The show is brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. The greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Speaking of Las Vegas, how'd you like to be sitting there as a Buffalo Bill ticket holder, right? Not season ticket holder. You're holding the ticket. We would have gone 500 on the weekend, you know, holding the ticket. The Buffalo Bills win, 13 seconds to go. Everybody in the boxes is hugging each other. We won! It's over! We did it! Ugh. So look, there's a lot of things I want to get into today. And 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. You can hit me on Twitter, @GottliebShow. And we'll try and respond. Of course, at Gottlieb Show is also the Instagram handle. And there's the Doug Gottlieb Show fan page on Facebook, where we have, I think it's like 20, 25,000 people following, whatever. And I get messages from people all the time. And today I'll have it on, and I'll respond back if I get a chance. There's a lot to get into, right? The debacle in Green Bay, the special teams problem, Aaron Rodgers missing what looked like a wide open Alan Lazard over the middle on third down late. But of course, you can't have a punt block. They had 10 players on the field for the game winning field goal when they're trying to block it. I mean, you name it, it went wrong in special teams for the Green Bay Packers. And anybody's watched the Packers, like, yeah, I saw that coming. But to only score 10 points, no matter how good San Francisco is, also alarming. We'll get to that. Okay. You know what's really funny? Somewhere Ryan Tannehill is sitting in a palatial mansion, I think in Nashville, Tennessee, so happy at what happened at the three other games, because no one's talking about his three interceptions or the bizarre play calling from the Tennessee Titans. Run the football. Win the game. And Joe Burrow sacked 9 times and wins. So we can talk Burrow and Tennessee. We could talk Green Bay and what it felt like Aaron Rodgers was evoking when he was talking about not wanting to be part of a rebuild. We could even get into what would have been the biggest choke job of all time with the Rams. Now, I think the Buffalo choked, gagged, whatever you want, and I can prove it. I can back it up in a second. There's a different kind of choke job that was taking place in Tampa. Fumbling 4 times? Are you freaking kidding me? You know? And then Tampa, who was terrible until they were great, now you can almost feel Giselle going, "My husband cannot do it all by himself." Might be the last time we see Tom Brady. But because the last game was so epic, because the defenses were so tragic, because Pat Mahomes is a wizard and Josh Allen basically pitched 2 perfect games and is home for the offseason already, we got to focus on that to start. All right? We got to focus on that to start. First, here's Sean McDermott on being part of a game like that.
Coach, have you ever been a part of a game like that?
Yeah, tremendous effort by Josh, and you know they made a couple more plays than we did, obviously down the stretch there. And but tremendous job by Josh. The guys played their guts out. So appreciate the way the guys battled.
Okay, let's just get into it. You can't lose a game when you're winning with 13 seconds to go by 3. You can't. And they kick the extra point. And the thought, and I was in my mind, I was like, you know, you could, a field goal would win it, but if you went for 2, nah, 13 seconds. So if you want to sit here and tell me, hey, if you kick it, Tyreek Hill's back there, here's the problem. Tyreek Hill was not back to return the kick. And the second that he's not back to return the kick, kicking becomes what you have to do. You have to do it. And they didn't. And they paid the price for it, right? That's what happened. Byron Pringle was back to receive. That ball has to be kicked to Byron Pringle. You tackle Byron Pringle with 8 or 9 seconds left to go in the game. Pat Mahomes gets one play, maybe gets one play for a completion, maybe. But the difference is they end up getting 2 and then a 3rd for the field goal. And this all comes down to the basic math equation, right? It's like running out of clock when there's still shock, going to be time in basketball. They score with 13 seconds to go. I tweeted out, still too much time for Mahomes. And I meant it tongue in cheek, but the truth is that there was still too much time for Mahomes. If you play what Buffalo did, they saved him at least 4, probably 6 or 7 seconds by not kicking the ball inbounds. And then having a free release for Tyreek Hill and for Travis Kelce, you deserve to lose. You deserve to lose. Sean McDermott was a defensive coordinator and a defensive wizard before he was a head coach. And Leslie Frazier has been a very well-regarded defensive coach and defensive coordinator and has been a head coach, albeit on an interim basis, with the Minnesota Vikings. These guys, and they called a timeout! So if you want to sit here and tell me that, okay, what happened on the first play was a miscommunication, it wasn't. They were all 15, 20 yards off the line, and all the Chiefs are like, okay, let's just dump it to Tyreek. Got three wide receivers, block him from out front. You get 19 yards. You call a timeout, and what? You gave him a free release again? 25 yards? Who did you think they were going to throw to? Look, there are rules in sports which are the same rules for anybody. Right? Can't lose a game like that. Can't. Can't have the lead with 13 seconds to go, kicking off, and lose that game. It can't happen. It has never happened before in the playoffs in 100 years of football for a reason, because you can't. And it's a gag job, a choke job, a collapse of epic proportions. Like, look, when the Bills lost, you know, four straight Super Bowls, the first one was probably their best shot. Scott Norwood missed wide to the right. All right, it happens. Right? You have the lead with 13 seconds to go. You have to know they have all three timeouts. You have to do the math in your head. The clock is going to stop no matter what on change of possession off the kickoff. So you have to look back there, and if it's Tyreek Hill, you obviously squib it. And if it's not Tyreek Hill, you kick it back. You know, you kick the ball to Byron Pringle, and you tackle Byron Pringle. That's what you do. Rally to the ball. Then the clock will stop, and hopefully you only have to stop Pat Mahomes for one play. And you only play way off. If they didn't have any timeouts, then you let them throw it over the middle, and the clock runs tick, 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 and that's what happened to the Dallas Cowboys. You get situational football. It's like the sports 101. So the first thing is you can't lose a game like that. You just can't. It is nearly impossible, and they did. I don't care about the overtime rule. I've told people since they changed the overtime rule that it was worse than the previous overtime rules. And only now with everybody on my side. Like, you know what? It's such a bad rule. Yeah. Get to that upcoming. But let's not lose sight of the fact that they didn't kick it in bounds. Then they played off coverage two consecutive plays, even though the Chiefs had two timeouts. And it wasn't like he made a 65-yard field goal that scraped the upright. It was a 49-yarder. It was very much makeable. And so, yeah, you let Josh down. The kid played great. He didn't leave him much time. And you found a way to give up the lead anyway? What a complete and abject disaster. And if you're listening, you're like, well, you're taking away from Pat Mahomes. No, I'm not. Pat Mahomes is amazing. Those were not two amazing throws he had to make. Right, dumped it to Tyreek Hill, threw to a wide open Travis Kelce. So the other part to sports coaching 101 is make somebody else other than the best player beat you. And that's the thing about quarterback is you can't take that guy away unless you really pressure him. But those are the two guys that you have to jam off the line of scrimmage. You have to make them, you know, make the timing such. This is not that hard. Why are you rushing four? Why are you not up at the line of scrimmage? By the way, on the very first play, the 25-yard line, you can grapple, you can hold, you can pull guys down, you can grab every wide receiver. By the rule, you have every wide receiver. You know, you get automatic first down. The clock does not reset. You could have just tackled Tyreek Hill and tackled Travis Kelce and held on to them for dear life. And it's defensive holding. 10 yards, automatic first down. Now they got one play, period. Nothing else left. And I'm not sitting here telling you I know more football than Sean McDermott, or I know more football than Leslie Frazier, or than any of those guys on the defensive side of the ball, which actually makes it more embarrassing. You can't lose a game like that. And if you lose a game like that, somebody other than Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce have to beat you. And guess what? Those are the two guys that beat you. Doesn't take away from Josh Allen. doesn't take it away from the team the Bills have built, doesn't take it away from Pat Mahomes or the brilliance of Tyreek Hill. And I would actually make the case that I don't think any of this happens. Pat Mahomes is awesome. None of it happens if Tyreek Hill isn't on that football team. Nothing. None of this success happens without Tyreek Hill. It doesn't make him as valuable on the open market as a Pat Mahomes, but to what they've done, it does. He's invaluable. Remember, he saved them in the Super Bowl, and he saved them with the touchdown previous to this, and then of course the fear factor in a Tyreek Hill is why they're playing 15, 20 yards off the line of scrimmage. You can't let the two best players beat you. And they did. They violated every basic rule of coaching. Take away the two best players. Understand time and score. Understand that the time is remaining. 13, okay, it's a timeout, automatic stoppage on the kickoff. Wait, let's check out the personnel. They're obviously saving Tyreek Hill so that he can run so he's not tired after the kickoff. That was, by the way, a curious decision by the Chiefs. Why didn't they have Tyreek Hill back there? What a disaster for the Bills. What a disaster.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So lost in what was, and really it felt like, if that's Tom Brady's last game, and I think it is, okay? I think it is. If that's Tom Brady's last game yesterday, and I'll get to kind of the thinking as to why later on in the show. There's, for the league, there has never been a better handoff of, hey, this guy dominated the league. He went to 10 Super Bowls to, here's Pat Mahomes, who's one win away at home, and they're a touchdown favorite from getting to his third straight Super Bowl in his fourth year as a starter. Right? Like, that's not, like, king of the league, and he's like, you know, I'm retired. Here's your new king. Perfect. Couldn't be any better. Back-to-back games. Meanwhile, you got Aaron Rodgers, who's the likely MVP of the league, and maybe the point of it, him being an MVP is what you saw on Saturday. They just don't have enough dudes, right? And so when you hear Aaron Rodgers, you know, he can't be Superman in the playoffs. Playoffs, all those little things get exposed, right? I mean, think about it. Was it the Kansas City Chiefs have Travis Kelce as their tight end? He's pretty good, isn't he? Would you guys say Travis Kelce is pretty good? He's more than decent. Yes, he's a superstar. Travis Kelce is a superstar tight end. And the Buffalo Bills have Dawson Knox as their tight end. He's not at the Travis Kelce level. He's not at the Rob Gronkowski level, but 49 catches, pretty good player, right? And we saw they added Emmanuel Sanders, and we learned about Gabriel Davis, who had an incredible day. But the point is that both of those quarterbacks had better dudes to throw to. Jimmy Garoppolo has George Kittle to throw to as a tight end. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers, and this is just fact, I mean, you got Mercedes Lewis as your tight end. I personally love Mercedes Lewis. He's tremendous. Okay? The problem with Mercedes Lewis is, you know, it's either him or Josiah DeGaro, whatever the guy's name is, right? Like, these are, no one would ever confuse them with Kelce, with Kittle, with Gronk, or even with Dalton Schultz. You just wouldn't. You know? Those are not dudes. And so he had one dude. And that's probably why he forced it to one dude down the field. A.J. Dillon got hurt. That derailed him. He's got Aaron Jones. He's a very good running back. Could also catch it out of the backfield. And he's got Devontae Adams. And look, the offense, they struggled. He wasn't great. And they missed a field goal at the end of the first half, which would have been the difference and would have made the whole game feel differently after he found Aaron Jones for that long completion. But the point is that if we're being fair and we say, hey, he just doesn't have the dudes on offense these guys have. So Aaron Rodgers, after the game, he offered up this in regards to, you know, in regards to who should take the share of the blame with the loss of the 49ers.
I didn't have a great night tonight. You know, they did a good job of kind of getting me off the spot, you know, a better job of taking away some of the quick game that we got going the last time we played them. You know, I just missed a couple reads, probably should have taken a couple whole shot chances at certain times. And then obviously, you know, if I hit Allen on that deep end on the last drive, you know, that probably gets us out to about midfield. And then we're a couple first downs away from being in field goal range. So definitely disappointed by some of the decisions that I had tonight. So, yeah, I definitely take my fair share of blame tonight.
I think that's outstanding. Like, look, that's just very reasonable. That's how it's supposed to work. Man, I missed Alan Lazard. I threw the ball deep. That's my bad. I made some mistakes. Totally fair. Totally fair. He was asked about his future. Here's what he said.
A lot of decisions to be made. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. So I don't know. You know, I'm still super competitive. I still know I can play at a high level. So it's going to be a tough decision. A lot of things to weigh in the coming weeks. But, man, just so much gratitude for this city and this organization and such a long, long career here that I'm proud of and really thankful for all the men and women that work here and the men I've gotten to cross paths with coaches and players over the years.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Aaron Rodgers. When he says, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild, that felt like Phil Jackson, didn't it? That felt like Michael Jordan. My Phil didn't want to be a part of a rebuild. I think it's time to get, like, that's it's time to go. Now, are they more than $40 million over the cap? Yeah. Hey, but remember, the cap spikes next year. You change David Bakhtiari's contract. You redo Aaron Rodgers' contract. You give Devontae Adams a new kind of backloaded contract. You kick that thing. It can be redone, and they can move things around. What you didn't hear from Aaron Rodgers is, I only want to play here. You didn't hear that from Aaron Rodgers. And when you don't say that, we know what it means. We know what it means. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, let's get to Pete Prisco. He works for CBSSports.com. Pete, how big a disaster were Buffalo's decisions when they took the lead with 13 seconds to go?
Well, they were awful. I mean, first off, you squib it, or you hit the high kick to kind of make them fair catch it inside the 20. Or, and then when you, why not beat the guys up at the line of scrimmage? Don't allow Kelce and Hill to get off the line of scrimmage. And there's a way to do that without, making yourself vulnerable in a one-on-one situation. I didn't like what they did. There are rules, by the way, against mugging them and tackling them, but you got to get called for it twice. And so at least on one of those, they could have done exactly that and gotten away with it. So I think it was bad all the way around in terms of the end of the game. And it kind of takes away from what Josh Allen did as a quarterback.
It really does. That's a hard one to get over, right? Like, whew, I don't know how you get over that one. Right? Like that. That's one of those ones. There's lots of games you can lose, but 13 seconds ago, you beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. Everybody's hugging each other, and then to lose that, I don't know how you get over that.
The only thing is, though, Doug, it changes from year to year. I mean, and Allen doesn't seem like he's a guy that's going to have any problem getting over any of that. I mean, he was very, he's a pro's pro, and I don't think he's going to have a problem, and that's the most important guy. If your quarterback can't get past it, then you have major problems. And I think there's a lot of good that came out of that game, one being Gabriel Davis. I mean, he emerges a big-time threat now in their passing game. So now all of a sudden you look at him and you say, hey, they got Davis, they got Diggs, they got Knox, they can throw the ball. The problem is they've never been big and physical on the defensive side of the ball. And last year they drafted with the whole idea of knocking down Mahomes. Well, he had all day on Sunday, all day. He stood back there and picked him to shreds. They got to be better rushing the passer.
You ever seen anybody as good as Mahomes?
Maybe the guy on the other side of the field. I mean, he hasn't done it long enough, and he's not, he hasn't got the Super Bowls. But that game yesterday was might have been Exhibit 1 and 1A on the future of the quarterback position. And there's a lot of good ones. Don't get me wrong. I think the AFC is loaded with young quarterbacks, and we're going to see another one on Sunday in Kansas City in Joe Burrow. It's exciting. It's great to see these guys, and they do it, differently. All of them can move. But all of them can throw the football, and that's the most important thing.
Was that Tom Brady's last game?
I think from a family standpoint, I think I'm leaning in that direction. I think he's probably getting pulled by the family to not play anymore. And I think deep down, he probably thinks he could play another year, and he's got one more year on that contract, so maybe he'd like to play. But I think ultimately in the end, I mean, he's given so much to the game of football, and maybe now it's time to step away and start spending time with the family and being a devoted family guy. And I think that's probably where it's going to lead to.
Aaron Rodgers said he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. A lot of decisions have to be made. I did not hear him say, this is the only place I want to play football. Feels like, and he called it the Last Dance. The I don't want to be a part of a rebuild was Phil Jackson quote, right, from the Last Dance. Feels like he's gone, or is that just a feeling?
Well, I think it's leaning in that direction, and I always thought he would come back. But you take a look at the cap situation for the Packers; it's a disaster. There are easy ways to get out of some of that. I mean, Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith both could be gone. Their contracts are bloated in terms of what they've given them. So I think Preston Smith particularly will be gone. But you can restructure a bunch of other guys. But then how do you make sure you get Davante Adams back in the fold? If Davante Adams isn't in there, and they can tag him, so ultimately they could keep him, but you got to have cap room to do that. If Davante Adams isn't there, then I think Rodgers is for sure gone. If they find a way to kind of keep the gang together and get Adams back, then I'm not so sure. I think he's mended a lot of fences, or the team has mended a lot of fences inside that building. So I do think there's a chance he could come back. But if the cap situation is not going to get fixed, they're not going to have to rebuild, then ultimately I think he's gone. And Denver would make a lot of sense.
Why were they so bad against Sam? I mean, obviously, look, you don't have Bakhtiari. The offensive line hasn't been great. He's under pressure. But Buffalo and Kansas City both were dealing with backup offensive tackles. Why were they so ineffective?
Well, I think part of that has to do, he did play very well. He was jumpy. He got hit a bunch. But the other thing is he focused too much on Adams. And you hate to say that, but that's what he did. You know, one of the missing guys in that game that people have kind of forgot about was Valdez Scantling. And he's one of the few Packers that can stretch the defense and can make you respect the deep speed. And I think him not being there really showed up in that game. And, you know, he's not a great receiver, but he is a guy that can show up and make the big play down the field. He wasn't there. And the offensive line didn't play well. So you combine that, and Rodgers didn't play well. You combine that, and that's why they struggled.
Okay, let's get to the Rams. Is Matt Stafford that dude now because of the throws that he made? Like the Rams, you want to talk about a choke job. Four fumbles was embarrassing, but Stafford stepped up, stayed in the pocket, made that big throw late, found Cooper Kupp a couple times. Where are you on Stafford?
Well, I think he's one of those guys, when you look at him and you say, hey, when he has the ball in his hands and you blitz him, he's going to be able to make the plays. I've always thought Matt Stafford was a little underappreciated. I never thought he was a guy that, you know, could not win the big game. And I still think he can win the big game. Again, they played the 49ers a couple weeks ago, and their offensive line just got whipped in the second half. I mean, just whipped. They beat the daylights out of him and hit him a bunch. And that's going to be the key in this one. But I think he's more than capable of winning the big game. And again, you blitz him in a key situation, he's going to make you play. He was the best against the blitz this year. So I'm not surprised that he made that play against that zero blitz, which was a bad call, by the way. I didn't like the call.
And they seemed all confused too. Apparently, some of the calls didn't get brought in. There was a massive confusion. That's an embarrassing way to kind of go down. For Tennessee, right? Not really that game, because it was the first game and because all the other games were crazy, right? Nobody's even talking about that game other than Joe Burrow gets sacked 9 times and wins. Part of that is, you know, Ryan Tannehill looked like Ryan Tannehill. I had a problem with why are they putting him in that position late in the game when just run the football and try and win it? Like that was the part that I really didn't get about Tennessee.
And you know what else got overlooked in that game? And people will say, oh, he had to. They would have had the lead late in that game. He went for two. Remember?
Yeah.
Touchdown. Yeah, people will say you have. I don't necessarily think just because it's moved up a yard, you have to go for that. And the reason I say that is this. You kick the extra point, momentum's on your side now. If they stop you like they did, the momentum goes back to their side now. And that can't be evaluated in your analytic data. It just can't be. And people could say, well, this. When 1 inch is the same as just inside the 2 on all your data, then come talk to me, because it's 4th and 1 on the stat sheet either way. And so I think, you know, sometimes we get paralysis by analysis. Kick, take the lead. It's okay to take a lead in the playoff game, by the way. It is okay.
Yeah.
They might not tell you that on the analytics data list, but it's okay. It's absolutely 100% okay.
Okay, so now we have – how are the Bengals going to protect, and how are they going to stop Mahomes? I know they beat him, but it's the regular season. This is very, very different. Feels like this is Kansas City in a high-scoring, fairly easy win. Am I crazy?
No, that's what it looks like. It looks like it would be 37-27 or 37-24, something along those lines. I agree it's going to be a lot of points. I don't know how they stop them. But, you know, with the thing about it is if you can rush with Hendrickson and Hubbard and not be forced into situations where you know, have to sit back there and blitz and leave man-to-man, then you have opportunities to win. And we know Burrow can score. I'm with you, though. The center, the Hopkins, the right side of the offensive line, major problems for Cincinnati. And you know, you got Chris Jones in the middle of that line. And I know a couple of those guys haven't played as well this year, Chris Jones not being one of them, but they've stepped up in the postseason, and I think that's going to be a real problem for that line. I think it's Kansas City, high-scoring game, I'm with you.
Okay, Rams-Niners. You got the Jimmy G factor, right? Where there's going to be two or three balls that you're like, oh, hold your breath if you're San Francisco. The Rams had a big lead going back last week in the season, and the Niners came back, and that's how we got here. First glance, what do you like?
You know, initially I would say I'd like the 49ers, but I think this Rams team is star power loaded, and I think that shows up. In the first game, I mean, the last game, I'm saying, you're right. They got the lead, and, you know, they kind of eased up a little bit, and then all of a sudden they were in a game. They couldn't get away from it. And in watching the tape of that game, that's where the 49ers offense, the defensive line started looking like the dominant crew it's been in the postseason. They just physically mauled the interior of the Rams offensive line. But the Rams offensive line since then played much better in the playoffs. And so I think that's going to be the difference. I think they will hold up. Stafford will be able to make plays down the field. Because if you block them, you beat them. That's my theory on the 49ers. And usually that's the case with most good pass rushing teams. They're vulnerable on the back end. Yeah, D'Amico Ryans had a great game plan the other day, and Rodgers forced the football. But if you block them, you beat them, and I think that's what the Rams will do. I think they'll win the game.
Pete, you're the best, man. Can't wait to see your commentary. CBSSports.com, of course, as we get ready for Championship Sunday. Thanks for joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Doug. Take care.
Pete Prisco, join us. Check out the latest lines from World of Sports, the BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. How big a deal is it that Tom Brady got his first ever unsportsmanlike penalty yesterday? I'll tell you next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, we let Dan Beyer have a little fun. That's what we do. We let Dan Beyer have a little fun.
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Beyer, what
Dan
do you got?
Beyer.
Doug, today we have got...
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
All right, touching on some NFL, but also some other stuff in the world of sports. Let's start in the National Football League. Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Saints owner Gail Benson said today. She doesn't think anybody knows what Sean Payton is going to do next season.
I think that's a little deal. You know, Sean Payton was at the facility today. You know, I think he's going to contemplate, you know, stepping back. Does he want to do TV? You know, does he want to keep grinding? I think when you've had a Hall of Fame quarterback for a decade and now you're dealing with the circus that is trying to find the next guy, you do a little research in this league and it's really, really hard to find that next guy.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Rob Gronkowski said he'd consider returning even if Tom Brady didn't come back next season to the Buccaneers. Didn't say that he would, but that he'd maybe consider it.
Yeah, that's a no deal to me. I mean, like, would I consider coming to get more checks? Sure. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
You pay me enough, yeah. I'll consider anything.
I consider a lot of different things. I think it's no deal. I think if Brady is gone, he's gone.
All right, Doug, big deal, little deal, or no deal. Speaking of Brady, that Brady got his first ever unsportsmanlike conduct penalty yesterday in the loss to the Rams.
Little deal, you know. I mean, people have always thought there are kind of two sets of rules or that, you know, quarterback getting rolled up on is the Brady rule, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like it's a very, very, very little deal.
I thought it was interesting, though, just because I don't think that Brady probably said anything different that he had said to maybe – an official, and I could be completely wrong with it, but, you know, Sean Hockley, the son of Ed Hockley, is the one who flagged them for the foul and actually spoke with a pool reporter, Greg Allman of The Athletic, who's the friend of the show. And Hockley said, he got in my face in an aggressive manner and used abusive language. As for the hit, we did not think that it rose to the level of roughing the passer. That's why Brady was so mad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, magic words were probably said, and he probably had enough, you know, yeah. And Now, if he said, like, your dad was better than you, or your dad never wanted you, that would probably do the trick.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Gonzaga suspended John Stockton's season tickets for refusing to comply with the school's mask mandate.
Weird deal. It's like, if you say the mask mandate, you'll have, you know, a portion of people like, oh, that's ridiculous. Then you look kind of further into John Stockton's comments where, what was it? He said 100 to 150 professional athletes have dropped dead from the vaccine. You're like, wow, John Stockton's out there. It's a little deal. I mean, just the you know, between the election cycle and this, people have gone absolutely off their rocker. And, you know, I'm going to continue to view him as the greatest pure point guard in my recent memory and just go, you know, a little bit of a wackadoo when it comes to vaccines. Okay.
Do you think he threw like a hidden elbow when they told him he couldn't?
Oh. The truth is they were uncomfortable with the length of his shorts. They're like, John, we'd like to have you keep coming, but you come in your game shorts and they're short now, but those are just way too short. Yeah, I don't know.
The other thing about Stockton is when they beat the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals, I just remember he jumped really weird at the end of the game. You know, there are a lot of, like, you know, Phil Mickelson has his logo now of how he jumped on the 18th green at Augusta in 2004. But, like, Stockton was, like, hunched over. It was really weird. It was, like, just a weird-looking jump from John Stockton. A big deal, little deal, or no deal that Auburn is ranked number one for the first time in school history in the Men's College Hoops Top 25 poll.
No big deal. I told you they should be the number one team in the country last week, and now it takes Riders like a week to catch up. Should be pointed out that they beat Kentucky, but Kentucky's best freshman, Ty Washington, got hurt with, I don't know what it was, 4 or 8 minutes to go in the first half, and Kentucky was up 6 at the time. So completely different game. But look, they're real, and that Jabari Smith is going to be the number one pick. He's great. It's a fun team to watch and fun team to cover.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Bucks guard Grayson Allen got a 1-game suspension for his flagrant foul that fractured the wrist of Bulls guard Alex Caruso.
Feels like a little deal. Feels like it should have been a longer suspension. And look, I understand that some of the things Grayson Allen has done has been taken out of context or taken the wrong way. But, like, at some point, there's enough things that happen to one guy and you're like, yeah, I'm good here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what seems to be happening.
Finally, Doug, it's an interesting week in the world of golf. PGA Tour now heading to La Jolla at Torrey Pines. And the first round will be on Wednesday with the tournament wrapping up on Saturday. So the final round did not conflict with the NFL's conference championship games. Big deal, little deal, or no deal that we won't be teeing it up at Torrey Pines at the Pro-Am this week challenge.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal for all the other golfers because, you know, we were going to win.
Yeah, correct. It's a big deal for those people to now have a chance at winning.
Good for them. Let them have something.
And that's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Byron, what'd you think of the end of that Chiefs-Bills game?
Yeah, I mean, crazy. I don't think that the Bills getting a stop is the excuse to not change overtime. I don't say, we'll stop them anyway. Just, I don't know why they didn't squib kick it. That's just I wouldn't have, you know, gone for two in that situation. I would have made it a 3-point game. I think they made the right move there, but the squib kick just didn't make any not to squib kick didn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, you could just kick one to the 5 or so yard line with Tyreek Hill not back there too. Like those, you had two options, you had three options, and they chose the one that left the most time on the clock. And then if you're going to play with 13 seconds, how do you not jam those guys at the line of scrimmage? Why did you play so far back when you're clearly going to have, and why are you rushing four? The Rams escaped maybe the biggest choke job of all time. We'll discuss it next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.